yesterday we hit the streets, the main streets of Tokyo. We're still doing a lot of sightseeing, familiarising ourselves with the place. Now, Fev and I went to Disneyland, yes. Tokyo Disneyland. Now, we did it a bit differently and it had differing results, didn't it, Fev?
Yeah, it did.
So I got up at the crack of dawn. I made sure everybody that was coming with us was in the foyer of the hotel at 7 a.m. sharp. God. We were not waiting for anyone. Stragglers would be abandoned. Beelined, got the taxi, avoid the train in peak hour, got the taxi out there, got in the queue, stood in the queue for an hour. Fev, I won't lie, that bit's a bit iffy. Like, that's no
to
fun.
Get in.
An hour.
Jeez.
With a four-month-old and a six-year-old. But then when we got in, Fev, raced to Big Thunder Mountain, because that's the best roller coaster, got our fast pass.
Hold on.
Then went and did Peter Pan's Flying Circus.
Dang.
Then we did Snow White's Adventure. We did Pinocchio's and then Winnie the Pooh. Anyway, and then Fev, you got there about 2 hours later.
I got there about 9:30. We didn't have to line up. We lined up for about, 2 minutes to get in, which was great. But there was heaps of people there. I think I might have cut in. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I think they must have opened up a new one.
Yeah.
And we went straight to the front. It was amazing.
Well done.
So we went straight in. We went got a fast pass for some ride, which was at between 2:05 and 3:05.
Yeah.
Because that's how the fast passes work.
Yeah.
They just go straight on.
Yeah. What ride?
The one on the left when you were first walking in, I don't know, it's some big country thing.
Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah, Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
And then we went for a walk, and so the kids wanted to go on the Thunder Mountain Splash one.
Splash Mountain,
With a log. So they went and lined up with Alex. So yes. I took the bubs and I just said, I'll just walk around with Meg because Meg didn't want to go on. And Alex came back about half an hour later. She was done. And the kids, an hour and 55 minutes wait.
That's a long wow.
So I went and sat down and had two pieces of pizza. I had two Cokes.
Okay.
And then I had a bowl of chips.
All right.
And then I went back and they still weren't finished. And then I had a sausage and a wrap. 2 hours later, they came back. So it was a great ride. And we left.
Now, whilst we were doing this,
I left.
I know.
He's pulled the pin. He's done. He's done.
I lined up for food.
I want
at the big. No, okay. Hang on. The greatest place.
Happiest place on earth.
Happiest. No. The food place I went to. Great time eating or something.
Mm-hmm.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie. We waited for an hour and 3 minutes to get a pizza.
The anxiety's coming back.
At some stage in our future,
I want to do Disneyland with
no,
you.
I'm never going
I think
back
we
again.
Can. It's my favourite place in the not world, and back. I want you to love it. Now, well, you had a very different day, though.
I did, Fief. I took my girlfriend out to Mount Fuji just for some serenity.
Oh, that's romantic.
Because, well, you know, my son lives in Los Angeles, and I've grown up with him in Los Angeles, and we've gone to Disneyland 100 times. So
okay, brag.
No, I'm
just saying, okay. without my son going to Disneyland with you and your kids, lining up, it's stressful, it's noisy. So
that's the problem with Disneyland. You people, you've been there 100 times.
Yeah,
you go
stop
once.
Going.
Stop going.
Sorry.
That's why there's so many lines.
Okay, well, anyway, it's a chance to compare my beautiful day just enjoying nature with maybe something a little more stressful.
Well, yeah, one of the most stressful parts of being at Disneyland yesterday with a four-month-old, I took Daisy on the Jungle Cruise, which Trixie loves.
Oh,
the Jungle
God.
Cruise is fantastic. But what it has is the captain of the ship screaming the whole time, which led to a 30-minute ride of just Daisy screaming her head off. So let's hear, Byron, the comparison of your day with me on the Jungle Cruise.
The serenity of Lake Kawachukiko. If that's how you pronounce Lake Kawachukiko. Lake Kawachukiko. Whatever. So peaceful here. Who'd want to be at Disneyland? Screaming children. Hours and hours of waiting for one ride. When you can take in Lake Kawachikoko.
So much nicer. Such a nice day.
Can't believe you bailed
it's
on
really
us.
Creepy.
What? I was just enjoying some nature.
Why were you talking?
And you know what?
Because it was that was the mood out there. It was a lake.
Uncle Byron, you could have come in handy. I could have done with
you. You had about 10 other people in your touring party. You've got more people than Diddy in your touring party. Anyway, it is the Fox.
I tell you what, Disneyland had a great Christmas tree.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. That's something good.
It was a Christmas tree.
Really good.
There's a positive
photo there with the kids and then left.
101.9 The Fox.
The Fox.
So we were just talking about the fact that Fev and I went to Disneyland yesterday here in Tokyo. You went to Mount Fuji, which was, both of us, in one respect, it was underwhelming at Disneyland only because the castle where you get your photo taken was under scaffolding.
Yeah.
So it was like the wrong day to go for that iconic shot.
There was a lot getting built there.
So yeah. Gee. So we went, oh, let's all stand in front of the big castle. Oh, hang on, that's just scaffolding.
Right.
And then you went to Mount Fuji, Byron.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I took a 2-hour coach to get close to Mount Fuji.
Yes.
Right under the foot of it, a beautiful lake. Mm. Unfortunately, for the whole afternoon, Mount Fuji was under cloud and we never saw it.
Well, that's underwhelming, isn't it?
It's really underwhelming.
See, there's nothing worse than travelling and you think about it, you save your pennies, you plan your trip, you go to see something world famous and it's underwhelming. And the classic is one of my friends always wanted to go to the Louvre in Paris because she loved art, went there, wanted to see the Mona Lisa because she's seen that her whole life, saw that it was about the size of a postage stamp, so underwhelmed.
Isn't
she went,
it?
Is that it?
Oh. What about when you come to Tokyo and you're in broadcast from your room, you can see the Eiffel Tower?
That does look like the Eiffel Tower.
It's special.
That's the Tokyo Tower.
Tokyo Sky Tower, but it really does look
Looks like the Eiffel Tower.
Just quickly.
One of them in Vegas too.
Has anyone been to the Leaning Tower of Pisa? And does it lean enough?
I think that's quite leany.
Okay, yeah, just checking.
I don't know if anyone's ever been underwhelmed by the Leaning Tower
of
Pisa.
But if it only was leaning a tiny bit, you'd be like, well, that wasn't worth the trip.
It's leaning because people stand there and hold it.
Okay, just checking.
Pictures.
13 10 60. If anyone else can share underwhelming tourist attractions, like when you've gone somewhere and gone, what is everyone raving about?
Okay, let's see.
This is quite ordinary.
Well, Fev. 13 10.
Disneyland's my favourite place in the world.
13 10 60. What was underwhelming? What really disappointed you when you got there? You just went, come on.
Give me Luna Park any day of the week. Are you serious? You walk in, you can go on any rides. It's fun. It's exactly the same.
Disney.
Luna Park.
This is the Fox.
101.9.
The Fox.
As we are enjoying our time here in Tokyo, Fev, you've had me so excited because you're a bit of a Japanese connoisseur, even though you haven't been here before. No,
yeah.
At home.
Yeah. Japanese, yes.
In your $38,000 Uber Eats bill, a fair bit of that would go to Japanese restaurants.
A lot would, yes. And a lot of other things. But yeah, I'm a massive, I love Chinese. I love Japanese. I love rice. I love sushi. Yeah, it's a go-to.
And remember, we've even said those, when you do that, if you had to live on one cuisine for the rest of your life, you've always said Japanese.
Yeah.
And I've had other friends say to me, oh, the food in Japan. Anyway, so we've been here now four or five days, and every night for dinner I have had a beef burrito.
You're kidding.
Burritos for dinner every night. I may as well be in downtown Mexico.
Well, hang on. Is that from the Taco Bell that's around the corner?
Yeah, and Taco Bell. It's actually Mexican takeaway.
That's not even good Mexican. That's garbage.
I can't. Okay.
Taco Bell's good.
Okay.
It's one of those things.
I've had Taco Bell. I like it.
Do you know what I just realised? Is it just me, Fev? But I think sushi is very big back home in Australia. But yes. I don't reckon sushi's big with Japanese.
No, I don't. And it's a bit different.
Where are you walking?
No, there's no.
It's everywhere.
I've been into two restaurants.
Okay.
And they've got lots of sashimi.
Right, okay.
I just need the rice with it.
You want
nuguri. There's not a lot of actual
sushi. Is
it
nuguri? Is that how you say it?
And California rolls. I've realised California rolls aren't actually Japanese.
I went to a teppanyaki and they've got that.
Really?
Yeah, I went and had some sushi.
Okay, I've walked into a few joints. I do that thing as a tourist, though, where I get a bit nervy. So I see the restaurant and I walk in and I'm not confident enough to do this. I'm going back to Taco Bell.
Well, all the dishes are at the front. The good restaurants have their meals out the front.
Well,
they're all fake meals.
Do you know what the other thing, too, is, though, Fev? Have you noticed they have a lot of the pictures?
Yeah.
And the first night we were here, I did try a restaurant, and Byron, you weren't there, but Leon was with me. Mm. And we've gone in, and I saw some juicy chicken. I went, that looks like a really nice juicy chicken. And then this dish arrived on the table, and we all went, who ordered that?
Oh, no.
And it was like a curdled tofu. Ooh. But it had nothing to do with the photo that I'd picked off the dish.
Okay.
So since then, just downstairs near the hotel entrance, there's a Taco Bell. And I love burritos, and I know that about me.
Nothing good happens when you're having tofu.
No, I agree. Yeah. I'm not a tofu fan. No. But I would love to ask the question.
I ordered some Uber Eats last night, Boxy.
You did Uber Eats?
I broke the international Uber Eats barrier.
Did it work, Uber Eats account?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Yes, it did. I ordered, so I went through all the stuff that was in there. There was beautiful Japanese. There was some Mexican.
Yeah.
There was even a tart. There was pizza. Yeah. I went for a traditional Japanese cuisine, McDonald's.
Oh, my God. We got McDonald's Uber Eats.
McChicken. We had double quarter panda, double cheeseburger,
this
large Cokes,
one
chips.
Of the greatest cities in the world to eat, and you've Uber Eats McDonald's, and you're having Taco Bell.
Okay.
Wow.
I wouldn't believe it. We didn't have any chips because they were all sold out.
They sold out of fries.
Sold out of French fries.
McDonald's isn't allowed to sell out of French fries.
Sold out of French fries. That is no lie.
Okay, Fev and I have come all the way to Tokyo for McDonald's and Taco Bell. Let's ask the question, what cuisine was on offer, but what did you eat instead?
Right.
Like instead of having, maybe you went, I remember the first time I went to Bali when I was 14, all I ate were chocolate donuts. Because it's all I trusted. I trusted the chocolate donut. So what was on offer and what did you eat instead?
Well, let's see how we go on the phones. 13 10 60 is the number. I'm a mate of, in fact, my cousin, an expat in Hong Kong, lived there for 6 years. I asked him for some local recommendations. Sent me to an American burger joint.
Yeah.
I mean, what are people doing?
101.9. The Fox.
Steve, think of the local cuisine that's on offer here in Tokyo, Japan. So much diversity. Japan so famous for its food. Daisy enjoying some food as we speak, right there on nestled
into
your bosom.
Yes. Now, we have been here for nearly, I think, 4 or 5 nights, and every night with all the cuisine here on offer, arguably some of the best restaurants in the world.
There's some amazing restaurants.
I've had burritos from Taco Bell every night for dinner. Fev had McDonald's last night.
Uber Eats. And I also went yesterday for lunch to Nobu, which is exactly the same as in Melbourne.
It's a crown. It's about 2 minutes from our radio station.
So we've asked the question, what did you have when something else was on offer? So you might have gone to a country and you haven't had the local cuisine. You've stuck with something you know.
Even for breakfast. I've had Eggs Benedict every morning.
Traditional Japanese Eggs Benedict.
St. Ali.
Juanita in Lower Plenty. Hi, Juanita.
Hello. Well, I flew all the way to Egypt where I served, lots of lovely kebabs and falafels, and I ate oranges and drank peppermint tea.
There we go. It's a bit of fruit in Egypt. That's what you're looking for.
Juanita, did you not like the local Egyptian food?
Oh, look, when I saw a taxi pull a big carcass of meat out of the boot, I was sort of turned off.
Sure. No, fair enough. Traditionally, meat would be refrigerated, not in the back of someone's car.
Wow. I mean, sometimes you just want to stick with what you know.
Yep, no, 100%. Fair enough.
Louise in Ringwood. Hi, Louise.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Louise.
We flew all the way to Malaysia and sort of had...
Sorry, we're providing a lot of music and I love it. It's like a trip around the world. This is some Malaysian instrumental. Oh. Yep, no, keep going.
That's okay. We flew all the way to Malaysia and could have had beautiful curries and traditional food and ended up at an Irish pub eating mashed potato and lamb steak. And then the payback came because we had a local flight to I can't remember where it was in Indonesia. And we were served with all this local people, traditional food, and there were 17 dishes of anything. I couldn't even recognise anything.
Right, so there we go. Well, that is
so
the local
funny. Lamb
cuisine.
And potato.
It's a
I
shame
love it.
We couldn't get an Irish jig there at the end. For the,
I can't wait
Irish
to
pub.
See what Leroy comes up with next.
Yes, Leroy back in Melbourne's having a lot of fun with
his
instrumentals.
Birthday
okay. Happy birthday, Leroy.
I'm happy for him, but let's just stay focused.
Then we've got Maria in Oakley. Hi, Maria.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Maria. Now, what part of the world did you go to?
My God, my darling, can I tell you really quickly? It was actually two. First was Sri Lanka, but I'll stick to the one where we went to
Okay,
Thailand.
We did have Sri Lankan. We don't have Sri Lankan music on us, so.
Oh, my God. We'll do the Thailand. We spent about 8 hours, half hour honeymoon. We get there, and I just couldn't do it.
I'm seeing all the street food, and I said to my hubby at the time, I said, no, we're sticking to McDonald's. So we spent the whole week eating McDonald's. Well, he was forced to anyway.
There we go. Thank you for that.
101.9 The Fox.
It was all about the concreter last night. Sheen Panel Service getting right behind the Tradie Okio Tour. A huge, huge production this is. There are babies here on tour with us. We've got Daisy and Trix and Lenny and Lulu and Toby and
Mia and
everyone.
Couldn't go away without our families.
No, absolutely not. I can't believe people go away without their families.
It's a giant, giant crew. And, of course, it all comes back to these tradies performing in some of the best karaoke bars in Tokyo and showcasing what they've been showcasing on our show for years, their vocal talents.
Yes. Now, last night we were at one of Tokyo's premier karaoke bars. The best of the best were there. You can't believe some of the talent. The Japanese take their karaoke very, very seriously. So to take our Tradie Okio crew there was huge. Now, Ryan, the concreter from Berwick, it was his chance to get up last night.
Well, yeah, it was his chance to get up. And it is Tradie Okio. It's singing tradies. Now, for some reason, Fifi and Fev have decided to open the show with a massive duet. Now, this wasn't in the running sheet. This was not Fife's moment.
It's what the crowd wanted.
Well, it turned out to be not Fev's moment either, because Fife had Fev's mic off.
I accidentally handed you a mic without that, and it wasn't turned on.
Even with this song.
It's a duet. Keep the faith. Have a listen to this. They've opened the show without anyone asking them to, and then Fife has turned Fev's mic off. So it's effectively Fife performing Bon Jovi at the start of the show. Let's have a listen.
Sabotage.
Yeah, there
we go. In my defence, when you've got a four-month-old, you've got to go hard at the start of the night. I knew I had limited hours up my sleeve.
She came in hot. So there it was. Now, Sheen Panel Service, keeping Victorians on the road since 1969, they've actually brought one of their tradies is out here, a tow truck driver by the name of Ron.
Can't wait to hear how Ron goes.
We'll get to him. But Ryan the Concreter, look, this was the moment, Fife, why we were all there to support him. He was against some of the world's best. There are a lot of people in the crowd that have seen a lot of karaoke.
Yes, Byron, you were standing with Nikki. Now, Nikki is a local famous Tokyo karaoke singer, and she was reviewing Ryan as he performed with you. So let's hear last night in front of a local crowd of hungry Japanese karaoke fans. How did Ryan the Concreter from Berwick go?
Please welcome to the stage Ryan the Concreter from
here by Nikki in co-commentary. Some wonderful dancing.
Oh, wonderful. It's a wonderful word.
Are the locals interested in Ryan? Do you think he could be very popular here in Tokyo?
Oh, thank you. Very popular, guys.
Very popular. Wow. The feedback. Such good feedback.
He was so good. He was committed. He was there. He was in the moment. And
great dance moves.
Yeah. He was on fire, Ryan.
It really up and
about. And looked the part. He had his tradie shorts on, his tradie vest
on. He had his premiership footy shorts on from San Francisco Xavier. Mm. They won the grand final. That's the score that kicked out of.
Oh, yeah.
So he plays, that's so funny. He plays with all my friends. Yeah,
he ended up quite tired and emotional, shall we say, by the end of the night, Ryan.
I think everyone did.
A big-ish night. But look, that's part of the fun of karaoke.
Well, it was part of the fun. It's funny how you were popping Fev and I under the bus before for making it our moment as well, Byron, because not long after Ryan got up, for some reason you donned a wig. You popped on a Cher style wig.
Well, yeah. It's actually the singer of Whitesnake, David Coverdale.
But you looked like Cher. Like a praying mantis with a wig on.
Yeah, okay.
Sure,
very
wig on.
Creepy.
Well, I was forced to perform, so then...
Byron chose to get up and perform this song.
This is what happened. He's like, well, if Fev and Fee are going to do it, well, I'm going to sing a song.
That is not what happened.
So he went up, pushed the tradies off stage, and this is what we got.
That's out of context.
Sorry, Melbourne, for that.
I can't believe how bad you are.
That was awful.
You've got to own it.
No, but no. Why? There's something about, it's funny, whenever you sing, you sound 80. Okay. I don't know what that is about you.
Because he is 80.
Okay, very funny. We'll find out how the rest of the tradies go as the week rolls on. A massive thanks to Sheen Panel Service, keeping Victorians on the road since 1969.
1019, The Fox.
By the way, the full performances, including Ryan the Concreter from Berwick, his full performance will go up at Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram.
Which will be great because
in the coming days.
All about his dance moves.
Oh, it was great. You really want to see Ryan in full. We gave you a nice little highlight there, but you'll definitely see the whole performance, Fifi Fev Byron on Instagram, along with all of our tradies.
Now, can we talk about what happened on the way to the performance? We would get in a taxi into Shibuya Crossing. Now, this is the equivalent of Times Square in New York. A massive conglomeration of people. People everywhere, wasn't it, Fev?
Yeah, it's a massive conglomeration.
and anyway, so we're on our way. And I, unfortunately, and I don't know if any parents can relate to this, I forgot the nappy bag. And I had Daisy with me, and I thought, okay, this is going to be challenging, but she's done her poo for the day because she does two. So she'd done those. I thought I could get away with just a wet nappy. And we're in the taxi, Fev. She's on my lap. I've got Leon in the front. And suddenly I felt, and I explained this to you before, and Toby does them too, I think. Daisy does this thing maybe twice a week called an atomic nappy.
Yeah, it's a explosion.
Yeah, it's the one that just, nothing can keep it in. Huggies can try their hardest. Yeah. They can't keep these ones in.
No.
Anyway, I was sitting there and suddenly I said to Leon, Leon, obviously our executive producer, you know him as DJ Shergs. I said, Leon, my leg's wet. I think we've got a problem.
Oh, God.
So it's all slipped out and I had her between my legs and I put my hand down and I'm like, oh, I'm soaking. That nappy is everywhere.
No, it was
it's
Stacey.
Gone through. So anyway, we've got out of the taxi and Leon was paying the driver and I looked back in. Now, he had white seats because all the taxis...
Oh, yeah, they do. They're covered in white.
Oh, and
yes.
Aren't they just excellent?
Yes.
They're clean,
so clean,
hygienic. They don't smell. They're wonderful taxis here. And I looked back and I've just seen like, because Daisy's got cute milk poo because she's breastfed.
Sure, it's not cute.
No, but it is cute.
No.
But his seat was just like a big mustard puddle.
Oh, no.
And I've gone, oh, no. I've taken a picture of it because Leon's paying him. I've bolted. I've said, Leon, quick. I've stained his seat. And then anyway, we've tried to run off and Leon suddenly like panicked. Oh. What have you done, Leon?
I left my bag in the boot.
Oh, no.
and the cab had started driving off.
And he's got his passports in the boot.
I ran after the cab and he opened the boot for me. But as he opened the boot and I grabbed my bag, he was pointing at the seat yelling. I don't know what he was saying, but yelling something at me quite angrily. And I said, I've got my bags. Thank you. Bye.
And, off.
And then Leon's come up to us. He's gone to Trixie, my six-year-old. Trixie, run! And we're running through the middle of trying to hide from this guy coming to charge me for the stained seat. And I get it. Like, I'm not kidding. I felt so sad, so bad about that. Because you do as a parent.
Right.
But the thing is,
Enough to run back and do anything about it.
They went back.
Not that bad.
Went back yesterday and we cleaned it.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah, but I've got the baby that's got. I'm covered in poo at this stage, Byron.
Sure.
Like, everything was challenging for me.
And then you passed Daisy to me.
Well, then,
I didn't even know she did a poo.
I've walked up to Fev. You grabbed her.
Yeah, because she was crying.
So you've stained the back seat of a cab, and then Daisy has stained Fev.
All over my shirt.
Fev, you know this better than anyone. You can't control what your kids stain.
Oh.
It's like when you leave them in a room at a friend's house, and then suddenly they've done texters all over the walls.
Oh.
Or like your kids will stain things in their lifetime. And I would love to know 13, 10, 60. What have your kids stained?
What a question. I've never heard a question sort of framed like that.
No.
Okay.
Because you can control yourself, but you know as a parent, you cannot control your kids.
Okay.
Lulu used to make slime. Well, she still does make slime.
Yeah.
She puts it in a little Play-Doh box thing, like a container. But overnight, the slime must rise.
Ah,
like it gets bigger.
Like yeast, like
and
bread.
It oozes out. Anyway, woke up. We just moved into a new house. Woke up the next morning, and there's like 8 kilos of slime all over the carpet.
Oh, it doesn't come out. No.
It just doesn't come out.
That doesn't, does it?
She tried to hide it for 2 days.
Okay. Plenty of calls already coming through. The lines are open. If your child has stained something, 131060 will come right back.
1019, The Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, a little incident in a Tokyo cab, Fifi.
Yeah, Daisy did an explosive atomic nappy, and the cabs are just so pristine. It was a white back seat. There was not a speck of dirt, and then there was just a massive mustard stain.
Right, yep. Now, look, we might actually need...
mustard colour.
This will be like more of a Dijon.
Where's Toby's gone to now? Is it still mustardy?
Nah, she's a proper...
It's right, okay.
Yeah, she's, brown style.
What we're looking for on the phones here, and we're just restoring our phone connection as we speak. There's always a few challenges when you're doing a show from the other side of the world. 131060. Fief, it's the idea of your child staining something.
What has your child stained? Because I won't lie, I felt terrible about her staining this taxi driver's back seat. But it was, as I said, Shibuya Crossing is chaotic.
Yeah.
There was nothing I could do. I was covered in the poo.
Right.
I was covered in the poo.
Feb was covered in the poo.
Yeah, when you passed Daisy too, Feb, kindly.
And you feel so guilty, but there was nothing I could do. So my apologies to that taxi driver, and I do hope that came out. But we have asked the question, what has your child stained? And we've got Joe from Doreen. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Joe. Now, what did your son stain?
Okay, so he was about 4 and I was cleaning the shower, so I used the Domestos, put the lid on, put it behind the sink on the vanity, scrubbing away. Anyway, I finished, I've come out with my son. I find him sitting on the coffee table in the lounge with the bleach bottle sitting between his legs. Luckily, the lid was on. He had it on his tracksuit. I've taken off up to the bathroom, taking his tracksuit off, freaking out, thinking maybe I can colour it in with a texter. I've gone off up there for about half an hour I'm doing this, trying to fix this tracksuit. Anyway, that was the least of my problems. He had actually got the lid off. I didn't know that. He put it back on. I come out into the lounge. We don't have a lot of furniture. It's about 2 years old, the furniture. So most of the room has got no furniture, and it's a lounge dining area. And he has basically run around the entire room with the bottle, squirting it on the carpet. I have swirls and blobs. I have a picture. And it was grey carpet, and by the time the police finished the evil job, it was peach.
Thank you, Joe. He's bleached the carpet.
Wow, he's bleached everything.
Wow. That's terrible.
Unbelievable.
I mean, can you see the comedy in that moment? Because we're laughing, but that's Joe's carpet with bleach all over
it. I just said this outcome. You'd have to own that.
Yeah. It's tie-dye carpet. thanks, Joe. Fiona from Doncaster. Hi, Fee.
Hi, Fee. How are you going?
Yeah, good. What has your child stained?
My kid did a big spew in a shaggy pile rug, and all the stuff got all embedded in the shag pile, and I'm yelling at my ex at the time too, because I don't deal with vomit too well myself. So I'm spewing into the rug, got the rug outside and tried to hose it off, and then thought, you know what, just tuck it out, buy a new one.
Yeah. What's a bit of spew in a rug?
Yeah. I think once you've got spew in a shag rug, that's gone. That's over.
It's done.
You can't, that shag pile can't come back.
Okay.
You'd like that.
Thank you, Fiona, for that one. 131060, our number.
Thomas from Broadford. Hey, Thomas.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Oh, good.
Thomas, what did your kids stain?
I went round to visit my grandparents, and when I went into the back room, I found that my kid had found a permanent marker and had started drawing pictures all over my grandma's original Louis Vuitton handbag.
Oh, we have our winner.
Wow.
Did you tell your grandma or did you just run?
I threw it in the back of the cupboard and said, come on, mate, it's time to leave Nana's house.
1019 The Fox.
Hey, can we talk Bachelorette for a second? Did you see the reports this week, Feb? There was a claim in a women's mag, and we don't really believe them, so it's probably a false claim, that producers of The Bachelorette, apparently they're telling contestants that they could score a $100,000 payday if their relationship with Angie Kent lasts at least 2 years. So
it's not bad.
Not bad at all. So if you
do fall in love.
Well, if you fell in love, then you just take the money too, wouldn't you? But imagine if you were like, I really like her.
Yeah.
Do I want to marry her? Maybe I might keep my options open. or will I take the 100 grand and stick it out like a contract and break up in 2 years?
Is it paid in instalments or do you get it all in one?
No, I don't have all the fine details.
I've seen the full breakdowns.
But do you know what?
You do a Bernard Tomic like what he did in the jungle. Got paid $1 million, left within 4 days.
What a great deal. Yeah. But that they should have locked. They had to have put in a clause that said he couldn't do that. Damn. You're right, it is too. So, And why they're doing this is they're trying to keep the franchise alive and make
smart.
It more, make it. Yeah, but Fev, it already is. Like, look around.
Do you think?
Oh, Sam Wood, Shanazana, married.
To who?
Two babies. Shanazana.
Yeah.
Shanez. And
they've
then
got kids
Georgia Love engaged to Lee. To
Maddie J.
Maddie J, baby,
baby
with Laura. So I think
Kira and Jared.
Well, that was
Sam from.
That was unfortunate.
Blake.
And then the bloke that didn't pick anyone.
Robards. He's married.
Robards.
To his wife. So I think they've got lots of great examples of hookups that have lasted.
100 grand's good though.
Yeah, I don't think you can get it though. Why? Because you're not a contestant.
Oh.
It's not a contest. It's for the bloke that has to hang around with Angie for 2 years, which would be wonderful.
May have backed the winner, though. So.
Oh, well, we don't know.
I said I may have backed the winner.
There's a few front runners. Ryan, obviously, in the frame. Carlin.
You guys have all put money on someone, and I can't wait to see when this is right.
What are you talking about?
No, we have no knowledge of that. Don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah, definitely get out.